After hearing the goddess's report, Lord Shiva, versed in the highest knowledge, went with his entire retinue into battle. He sat on his great bull and was encircled by Virabhadra and others, as well as the Bhairavas and the Kshetrapalas, all equal to him in valor. As Lord Shiva entered the battleground, he assumed a heroic form and shone well as the incarnation form of the destroyer. When Shankachuda saw him, he alighted from his aerial chariot and offered obeisances to him by lying flat on the ground. Then he got up, quickly returned to his chariot, and, seizing his bow and arrows, readied himself for the fight. The fight lasted for a year. The two heroes showered arrows fiercely on one another, the way clouds continuously pelt the earth with rain. When Shankachuda playfully shot dreadful arrows, Lord Shiva split them all with his own arrows. Lord Shiva hit the demon's limbs with various weapons. Shankachuda then grabbed his sword and shield, hastened toward Lord Shiva's sacred bull, and hit it on the head. Seeing this, Lord Shiva smashed that sword and the shining shield by his Kshurapra weapon. Then the demon threw his spear, but Lord Shiva shot an arrow at it and split it in half. Shankachuda, now infuriated, flung a discus, but Shiva punched it with his fist and splattered it. The demon threw his club vigorously at Lord Shiva, however Shiva split it apart and reduced it to ashes. Grabbing an axe, Shankachuda rushed toward Lord Shiva, but Shiva released such a volley of arrows at him that he fell unconscious. The Danava quickly regained consciousness and mounted his beautiful chariot. Covering the whole sky, he shone resplendently with his mystic weapons and arrows. When Lord Shiva saw him coming toward him, he pounded his drum with enthusiasm and twanged his bowstring with a loud sound. Shiva filled all four quarters with the sound of his horn and then, roaring loudly, frightened the demons. Next, the noble bull bellowed thunderously, filling the sky, earth, and eight quarters and shaming the proud trumpeting elephants. Lord Shiva surpassed all previous sounds by clapping the earth and the sky. The warriors emitted a raucous laughing sound, portending ill for the Asuras. Shiva also roared in that mighty battle. The demons were frightened by these piercing and dreadful sounds. However, the Danava king became extremely angry. Lord Shiva shouted, "O wicked one, stay, stay!" And the gods and his companions quickly shouted, "Victory, victory!" Shankachud then hurled at Lord Shiva his awesome flame-shooting spear. As it traveled, it blazed brilliantly like a mighty fire. However, one of Lord Shiva's followers shot a meteor at it and stopped it. As the battle between Lord Shiva and the Demon King continued, the heavens, earth, mountains, oceans, and rivers shook and trembled. Lord Shiva split apart hundreds and thousands of Shankachuda's arrows, and the king did the same to Lord Shiva's shafts. Then the infuriated Shiva hit Shankachuda with his trident and knocked him unconscious. But quickly regaining consciousness, he grabbed his bow, discharged some arrows, and hit Lord Shiva and his assistants. Then, by means of magic, the Asura assumed 10,000 arms and quickly surrounded Lord Shiva with 10,000 discuses. But Lord Shiva shot wonderful arrows at them and split them all apart. Shankarchuda next seized his mace and, accompanied by a massive army, charged Lord Shiva with the intention of destroying him. However, Lord Shiva split the mace, making the Danava furious. The demon then seized a spear that, to the enemy, blazed unbearably. As he neared Lord Shiva, the latter hit him in the chest with his trident. Then a huge, valorous being came out of the demon's chest and said, "Stand by! Stand by!" Lord Shiva laughed loudly and, with his sword, cut off the fearsome head that was emerging, and it fell to the ground. Spreading her mouth wide open, Kali angrily consumed countless demons, crushing their heads with her fierce fangs. The enraged Kshetrapala consumed many other demons, and Lord Shiva shot missiles at some and killed them. Others were just wounded. Virabhadra and Nandishvar destroyed many other demons. Thus, a major portion of Shankarchuda's army was killed, while many of his terrified troops cowardly fled the battlefield. But Shankarchuda stood firm and said to Lord Shiva, "I'm here, ready to fight with you. Come on! So what if many of my men have been killed? Fight me, face to face!"